Modern life assumes that a single set of aspirations and means to achieve aspirations can be applied to the lives of all people with equal effectiveness in determining their individual happiness. The approach to achieving or obtaining anything is laid out in a linear, changeless pattern, i.e., get a job, get money, purchase thing of desire, repeat as per one's whims change. The predictability of this lifestyle is what makes it so neurotic. It fails to include the very possibility of variation that is so crucial to the formation of an exciting or challenging living prospect. Whilst modern dogma insists it upholds the uniqueness of all people, its belief also in the equality of all people runs counter to it. For equality to work, despite not everyone being endowed with the same characteristics, it must force them into the same pattern of existence. It strives for uniformity where there exists none, and thus, like the proverbial square peg in the round hole, never fits properly, meaning that most people will struggle to feel anything but restless and misplaced in society. This, though, our society calls both reasonable and desirable. Its failure to acknowledge the basic fact of matter that we are each innately different is amongst the fundamental flaws in modern society. In striving for equality, we do not in fact make people on the whole any happier, but pander to an illusion, and in so doing, are slowly destroying the beauty of what is actually there.
takes forever from the grace of man, and I fell so far.
Like a
trying to escape the drudgery of life in the modern age from within the context of what it prescribes to alleviate its own tedium is, almost needless to say, fruitless. When bored, we are expected to whittle away our frustrations in things like television, gaming, drinking, travel, and so on. However, this is like putting a bandage on top of a cancer and expecting it to be cured. Such things are only passing distractions, intended to punctuate the long periods of unspeakable tedium we experience on a day-to-day basis. They cannot address the problem of the boredom at its core, and so in any realistic sense, are no solution. What's more, such things are meant to motivate us to work and follow the neurotic modern lifestyle. Things for us to strive to and hope for. But this is like torturing a heroin addict for days on end, before relenting an hour a day to give them enough of a fix to bear the torture for another week. We are made slaves to the promise of these macro solutions to what really are problems for which no singular answer exists. The very inherent differences between people mean they cannot all be offered one path to take in life, and each be expected to find contentment. Life does not conform to a singular pattern of expectations, capabilities, and traits. We are not all amorphous slabs of grey utilitarian matter. Different people cannot effectively or comfortably conform to the same roles and norms. A healthy society acknowledges and accommodates the differences between people, and recognizes there is no golden answer to all their questions of happiness. This is a hard thing to admit, especially for our society, as it means admitting not everyone is equally able to find happiness, and some might never be happy. But by narrowing expectations to the sort of superfluous decisions and systematic lifestyle patterns that modernity reduces the scope of our lives to, we are guaranteeing that all but the most insanely particular people will ever be happy, and that most will be unspeakably miserable, no matter that our society's intentions are to the opposite. Miserable societies don't produce much of note, and in fact turn their focus inwards and become self-destructive. Our society has turned this way, and if we are to live with any careful living, we must change this at the most fundamental of levels.